The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Welcome, Spirit Live, to the second episode of Bite-Sized, your favorite bi-weekly video game podcast. I'm your host, Han Kacharik.
And I'm Charlotte McDowell. Bite-Sized is a podcast where we talk about our most beloved video games from any console or genre. We'll talk about the history, gameplay, public perception, and more.
So if that interests you, consider sticking around because today's topic is Clash Royale.
So, Clash Royale was created by Supercell, and it was released in March 2016, apparently, although I swear I remember it coming out earlier than that. But it's a continuation of the famous Clash of Clans game with a lot of the same characters, but a different kind of game overall. And it quickly grew in popularity with its own characters being added, and then it kind of diverged and became a little bit more distinct from Clash of Clans. And over time, it's become one of the most popular mobile games of all time, with over 600 million downloads, which is pretty impressive.
So Clash Royale, in concept, is this real-time strategy game that's available on mobile devices. The game revolves around this collectible set of cards that you can unlock by leveling up by gaining trophies in the game. And as you level up, you can unlock loot boxes, chests, and collect more cards and build your own custom deck to fight against other people. Your deck is 8 cards, and when you go into the game, it can either be a 1v1 or 2v2 game. And in each one, your team, or you, has 3 towers, and the enemy also has 3 towers. And your goal is to defend your towers using your cards while also destroying the enemy towers to win. So, I don't know about you, Charlotte, but I got Clash Royale, you know, right back when it came out. I think day one, I downloaded Clash Royale. I remember exactly where I was, too. I was at my friend's house in, like, I don't know how old I was, like, 8th grade, something like that, I want to say. But mm-hmm. I don't know, if it was really in 2016, I guess it was a bit later than that.
I remember, I don't know if mine was right when it came out or not, but I remember exactly where I was and what I was doing. I was at a restaurant in Oshawa with my family before we went to see a movie. And my brother was like, yo, check this game out. And I was like, heck yeah. So we downloaded it. And I remember specifically playing like the basic deck that I got and thinking like, ooh, this is fun.
I was always into Clash of Clans before that. I played Clash of Clans. So when they released Clash Royale, I got it immediately.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like, okay, my hot take, I think Clash of Clans is a game almost kind of like Minecraft, where you go through phases of like playing it a bunch for like a month, like all the time, work really hard, but then it like kind of gets boring after a minute. And like for me, I've played Clash of Clans, I feel like I've had like 3 runs of it at least, of that, where like I play it and then I reach a certain town hall and I'm like, okay. But with like Clash Royale, I've been playing that like every day for years, a little bit, never playing it for like a long time, like long periods of time, but like a few minutes a day, you know.
Yeah, well,
keeping it casual.
You gotta play it for a long time. Sometimes when you get into the clan wars.
Oh, of course.
And you gotta do 4 battles all in one day, you know.
Or else they're getting kicked.
Yeah, that's serious business. Those clan wars.
You know what we haven't discussed though that I thought you were gonna bring up immediately, is the fact that Clash Royale kind of brought us together.
A little bit. So I used to go to these parties at Charlotte's house, like. One of us mentioned Clash Royale or saw the other one playing Clash Royale or something.
No, I remember. You were sitting on the little, like, lounge chair, and I was on the couch, and I looked over, and I saw it on your phone, and I was like, yo, no way. Are you a clasher?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we played at lots of parties since then, and still play it to this day. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's kind of the reason we met, sort of.
I agree. The reason we started, like, chatting up at the party.
The reason we actually started talking.
It was the bridge to new conversation.
Magical game.
Oh yeah. So I have a soft spot in my heart for Clash Royale because of that. Mm-hmm. So, but outside of that situation, I also just like the game. Yeah. So, okay, what's your favorite part of of Clash Royale? Is it the gameplay, the teamwork element? What's, you know?
My favorite part, other than just, you know, I do enjoy the gameplay, of course. I like playing the game. And I like, they have these like rotating game modes where every month, every 2 weeks or something, there'll be like a different special game mode that like...
I think it's more often than that.
Yeah, maybe every week. I don't know. But they rotate, they rotate out these game modes for events. So they had like a Valentine's Day game where there were these like hearts on the ground, and when your troops walked over them, they like switched sides for 5 seconds. That one was awful, right? But the the winter one, where if you put a card down, it would freeze after 5 seconds.
Oh.
That one was awesome.
Okay, honestly, that game mode, we probably played that for like at least an hour every day. You and me.
Yeah, because that was actually so much fun. All the, not all of them, but almost all the other special game modes suck. But every once in a while, they have a really good one.
They should honestly keep that one. But
they should have just had that all winter. Like, that was only there for like a few weeks, and it was their best game. Kind of sad.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew as soon as it switched to a new game mode, I was like, okay, now the game's going to die a little bit for me. But anyway, my favorite part, for some reason, is very specific. I really connected with the deck I use. I've been using the same deck pretty much since day one. Like, once I unlocked the cards I have only really used them. My deck, for context, is Golem, Bats, Skarmy, Prince, Fireball, Zap. Oh my god, what is it? It's something else. Oh, Baby Dragon. Okay. Yeah, the gang. And I made that deck myself, and I think it works pretty good. Y'all better not steal my deck after hearing this. I know, I know you're gonna want to after hearing that, but I just like have learned to use my deck so perfectly against any counter after like how many years of using it that the whole fun part for me is learning how to counter any deck. And I feel like another fun part is that everyone else's deck that they use, the cards they use are different each time you play, so it doesn't ever get like stale. What do you think?
I'm really tied to my deck. I don't really want to change it. Mine is Guards, Electro Wizard, Mini P.E.K.K.A., Fireball Zap, Bats.
Do you use Musketeer or Firecracker?
No, screw Firecracker.
That's like, no, that Inferno. We actually made a tier ranking of Clash Royale cards, which would be fun for people to see, but we think that Firecracker and Inferno Tower are toxic, so...
Firecracker's not that toxic. It's just in the 2v2 mode, it instantly sets off the enemy King Tower, which makes it worse for you.
So, okay, yeah. I just hate it anyway.
I think it's like a mid... It's like an okay card. But yeah, it pisses me off.
It's annoying.
What is... You know, there are unfair, unsportsmanlike cards in the game, though. Let's be honest.
There's also unsportsmanlike emotes.
Yeah, there were.
Oh my gosh, wait. Last episode, we did the villager impression. Can you do your hee hee ha ha or hog rider impression?
Hee ha ha. Hee ha ha.
Hog rider!
Hog rider!
Yours is better.
Nice. Yeah.
I think you're better at impressions.
Clash Royale has some really iconic sounds from. There's not really like. Cutscenes or dialogue in the game at all, but there is sound effects, and those are human and, you know, monster and explosion, whatever kind of sound effects. So every time you play a card, it plays like that card's sound. So I know Little Prince, this awful annoying new card they added, I know he has some lines that are like, do you know who I am? And
see, the annoying thing too, so I have always played without sound on. Like, I've never played with sound on. And then Auden plays always with the sound on. So I've been learning all these sounds that I didn't know existed. And some of them are so bleeping annoying, I'll say. If I hear Little Prince, my day's ruined.
Yeah.
So.
No, Little Prince is not the most toxic card in the game. It's toxic, but it's not the most toxic card in the game. I think E-Barbs, E-Giant, and Expo, all more toxic.
Expo, sure.
Expo's the most toxic card.
Well, I just personally hate Inferno Tower, but I agree that Expo's annoying.
Expo's annoying because they can just put it on their side of the map and it starts shooting your towers.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you have to have very specific cards in your deck to be able to counter it. And when you get, like, an Expo cycle deck you're fighting against, where they can just, like, drop another Expo here and there, and you don't really have time to cycle your deck to counter it, you know? Kind of difficult to play against.
I agree, but I don't know. I think all the cards have their uses and weaknesses, you could say. Weaknesses, some of them are so freaking annoying. Anyway, I had something I was going to bring up. Oh, how do you feel about the whole clan aspect of Clash Royale?
You know, I love being part of like a little community and chatting up with these random online people that identify by their screen names. which are usually pretty funny. People have funny names. And, yeah, I just like chatting with them sometimes. It's all completely anonymous, so it doesn't really matter. Like, people just say like wild things in the chat. Like, and it's just, like, sometimes they're just friendly, and then they'll be all like, they'll just like attack each other, and it's like, okay, whatever. Like, no one cares because it's Clash Royale.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of this back and forth in the clan chat. It's always fun. And it gets really, really toxic when it comes to the wars. The staff and the clans always getting on everyone
about
them.
Complaining about me right now?
What?
As a staff member? Are you complaining about me being staff?
I'm co-leader.
Yeah, I'm leader. Who are you complaining about?
Nothing. I might be referring to a different clan, actually.
Oh, are we bringing that up?
Yeah, I think we are bringing that up.
All right. How do we begin to describe the drama surrounding this freaking Clash clan?
Let's not go too deep into the lore. Let's go over
keep it
what happened.
Can I name drop?
Yeah, you can name drop these guys.
All right. Ages ago, over a year actually by far, I joined a clan, Canada A, because I'm from Canada A, with a leader. Doug gets elected as leader, who we actually secretly think is Doug Ford, but that's a story for another day.
No evidence.
Doug, great leader. Huh?
With no evidence that he's Doug Ford.
Well, his name's Doug and he lives in Canada.
Yeah.
How many Dougs live in Canada? What was I saying? Doug was leader and I was made elder. And I was very loyal to Doug for a very long time. I was donating, doing my attacks, you know, you do what you can. And then Gamer King joins the clan. He convinces Doug to give him leader temporarily, but then, of course, Gamer King doesn't give it back. So I say, Doug, start your own clan. We'll follow you. So Doug starts a new clan, Canada A Team. He elects me and two people who followed from the previous clan to be the co-leaders. Then time passes. Clan goes great. The leaders are all helping. Cheek Spreader. Can I say that?
Mm-hmm, you can say that.
Is that going to get beat
though?
That's
okay.
Cheek Spreader joins the clan.
It's a guy's name.
He works as... It is his name. Like... Legally.
Legally.
I don't know about that. I don't know about, well, like, legally in Clash Royale, that is his name. But he gets promoted to co-leader after a while, and then he starts absolutely tearing us a new one, saying, oh, this co-leader didn't do their war attacks today. Oh, Doug, you should demote this co-leader. Like, frick off, Cheek Spreader. So then Doug ended up demoting me in deference to Cheek Spreader, because I didn't do my war attacks for one day. Sorry, I was busy. And then I was like, what the freak, Doug? Not very nice. So we all convinced him to kick Cheek Spreader out of the clan. Get wrecked, Cheek Spreader. But then I was salty and I left anyway and started my new clan. So, do you think I summed that up well?
Yes, thank you.
Might have been a bit long-winded. My apologies.
Yeah, thank you for not going into the story in any greater detail. There's drama in the clans, is what the moral of the story is.
I think they could film a whole episode of a TV show, like Gossip Girl, you know, Shameless, just based on our clan chat.
It was a really dramatic downfall to that clan, but we've moved on, made our own clan.
Oh my gosh, but you know what keeps coming up in our clan chat? I keep hearing about this, like...
That guy advertising?
No, I'm talking about, I keep hearing people talk about the TMU rat eater.
Okay, hold on, hold your horses. First of all, that's dangerous territory talking about the rat eater. Second of all, I should mention our new clan we made. I brought it up on some like TMU. I think on the Reddit, I mentioned it. I was like, hey, I go to TMU. We just made this new clan. anyone wants to join, we can have a TMU clan. So a lot of people in our clan are from the university, probably not everyone, but a lot of people from the university are in the clan, and a lot of people refer to it as the TMU clan. It's not really the TMU clan, but whatever. But yeah, so people talk about university things in the chat, and they keep talking about this guy, this Ryerson Rat Eater guy, which is apparently this urban legend. I don't know if it's true or not, about somebody that eats rats on campus.
Right. I don't know. It seems a bit far-fetched, but that's kind of insane.
It is far-fetched, but we're getting a little off topic from Clash Royale, but it's kind of crazy that there's this urban legend. I was asking them about this. There's this urban legend about this guy, the Ryerson Rat Eater, from a few years ago, that he was some kind of insane individual or something that was eating rats, catching them on campus and eating them, and then dis he
No
disappeared.
way.
I looked it up, and I saw a Reddit post or something. It was a Reddit post that said the rat eater is dead. That someone was claiming he was dead a year ago, and then the drama stopped. But recently, there's been a lot of talk about it. I heard about this at a bar recently too,
No way.
and I'm in media production. I was on a film set for 48-hour short film, and this girl was talking about it, the rat eater. So it's still going around, and it's still out there.
That's crazy. We should say again, we're not saying this is real.
No.
We don't know. This does not reflect the view of TMU.
Yeah, there's a
So
disclaimer the Star Wars save.
this is just a rumor. I don't wanna Anyway,
Let's get
back to
back to the
Clash
game.
Royale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went a little rant there. So basically, in Clash Royale, if we want to get into it, there's rarities of the cards, right? Common, rare, epic,
Boom.
legendary, hero, and then there's tower and evolution cards, which are kind of new.
A lot
Originally
of that's new, kind
Yeah,
of.
originally there was only the four common, rare, epic. Actually, that was it. There was just three.
Yeah, Legendary came later, which I learned today after watching a Clash Royale lore video.
I was watching some lore videos today also.
Which, can we say? So me and I'm, we're like, we make a list for these podcasts of like things we want to like talk about, and one of them was lore. We're like, is there a Clash Royale storyline? Like, is there a thing to this? Someone on YouTube has been making fully like an animated series about the Clash Royale characters, and I applaud their effort,
Yeah.
is what I'll say.
I've heard lore more times from different YouTubers. I think there's very light lore in that Supercell has posted where there's like descriptions sometimes, or there's like trailers for new cards that allude to their relationship to other cards. So the princesses in the game are the daughters of the king. And the little prince is
Oof.
also related to the blue king, but not the
Oh
red one.
goodness, drama.
The graphics and art style is super cartoony, but it's super consistent. And
That's
every time
cute.
it is cute, and every time they add a new stuff, it's all in the same art style. It's the same as Clash of Clans.
Yeah, I prefer the art style to like other games. I think it's like simple, but it's not like it's like a good mix of like simplicity and detail.
Yeah, it
You know what I
is.
mean?
I agree. I like it.
It's very stylistic and like you look at it and you're like, oh, that's Clash Royale.
I don't know any other games that I can relate to Clash Royale, other than Clash of Clans, obviously. But I don't know another game that's like the same RTS card style as Clash Royale. I've never seen one.
Honestly, it kind of reminds me of Pokemon. Like the card game, and do you know that? Like, you know what I mean? The whole system of like using the cards that have abilities, but it is definitely like that's like a very loose comparison.
The game is super replayable. Like 100%. There's no story. It's all replayability. And it stands out in that way a lot. And I think it's.
Well, that's why I even still play it. Like, I don't think there's been any game. Like, really, it's the only game I play on my phone.
Me too.
Other than, like, Wordle, which isn't a game. But, yeah, like, this game, like, Clash Royale, certainly, it's just, like, a game you play when you're bored. Like, I never am like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna sit down and play Clash Royale. But, like, as a time filler, it definitely does its job for me.
Same. I play it when I'm on the toilet.
Of course.
Play it here and there, you know.
In fact, whenever I'm playing Clash Royale and I see you are playing it, you're online, I'm like, oh, I guess Auden's taking
Yeah,
Okay, so overall, I think we should get to the the meat of the discussion now, the very end, to wrap it up. I quite enjoy Clash Royale, just as I quite enjoy Minecraft, but for very different reasons. Minecraft is a very intensive game that I sit down and I play for a long time, and I'm very, very invested in it. Where on the other flip side, it's nice to have a game like Clash Royale I can play just to kill time when I'm bored, and also to play together in a very casual way. I really enjoy. So overall, I think Clash Royale is very unique, fits its role perfectly, and I actually am kind of excited to see where it goes with these evolutions. So that's my take.
I think it's kind of interesting to compare it to Minecraft, because Minecraft has a lot of mini games and stuff online on servers. And I feel like Clash Royale is kind of a mini game, but they've added so much stuff to it over the years that it's really diverged and become its own game. I guess it, in a way, it was a mini game spinoff of Clash of Clans originally. Kind of ironic.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Clash Royale is a lot bigger now, and it's a great game. Tons of replayability. I play it every day, and I have been playing it for years. Sometimes on and off, but I've been on it for a good chunk of time now. So overall, overall, I would rate Clash Royale like a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, I think I'd agree. 8 or 9.
I think there's something to be desired. Like maybe some sort of story or some sort of other game mode that's permanent or something.
I actually kind of similar to Minecraft, how we were talking about the whole, like, I wish there was more to do near the end.
Yeah.
Like, it's certainly a little bit more fun to be a lower level person. But I think it's still very fun, even at the top.
That's true. That's true. Well, everyone, this has been the second episode of Bite Sized. This topic was Clash Royale. Thanks for listening. It's awesome to be able to talk about our favorite games that have such an impact on our lives. And I hope a lot of you guys have the same experiences, even with different games, with these games, and hope we can share some of our passions together.
Thank you.
Anyway, thanks for listening, and have a great day.